This is KUT. If you've taken a drive through Central Texas lately, you may have noticed that bluebonnets are already dotting the roadside. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on whether or not this is an early appearance for the state's famous wildflower.
We're just a few days into spring, but it's not completely out of the ordinary to see bluebonnets this early.
Yeah, this isn't totally crazy. It's within the realm of normal, but it's a little on the early side.
Andrea DeLong Amaya is director of horticulture at Austin's Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. She was surprised to see the state flower already blooming.
I was a little bit nervous at the beginning of the year because things were a little bit drier, like in January and February, and then the weather started getting more normal. We started getting more normal rainfall, and that's helped a lot.
Bluebonnets may bloom and be gone in a month, but since it's an annual plant, their life cycle continues throughout the year. DeLong Amaya says the flower's early growth this year is a result of weather conditions across all four seasons.
I think the warm weather and the nice sun that we've been having, you know, it's been a while since we've had a hard freeze, and so I think everything's a little faster than normal.
That weather has been good for other Texas wildflowers, too. DeLong Amaya says a lot of visitors ask her, what are those orange bluebonnets?
And they're actually Indian paintbrush, but they're kind of the same size and have vaguely the same shape as the bluebonnets, but the bright orange is so spectacular and such a brilliant color. They like similar growing conditions. You see them growing on the roadsides a lot where it's been mowed, and they don't have a lot of competition with bigger grasses and other pushy things.
So now that the wildflowers are up, it's time for Texans to take the traditional bluebonnet pictures. DeLong Amaya has a few safety tips before you drop your toddler in a patch of flowers.
People need to be really careful if they're going to go on the roadside to get their bluebonnet pictures taken, because roadsides can be very dangerous. Obviously, there's traffic, but there are other hazards too, like, you know, look out for fire ant mounds and possibly rattlesnakes.
As far as that age-old myth that picking bluebonnets is illegal, DeLong Amaya says it's not true. But be careful not to pick too many. We need enough flowers around to leave seeds for next year's bloom. Saida Hassan, KUT News.